Caught you right in the icebox.
Good. Lord Benton. You just took 10 years off my life. My, is that serious? What are you doing up this late, Miss Harper? I cannot go to sleep until I know my whole family is home safe in bed.
You know, it's not like Bubba to stay out so late without calling.
I know. I'm just worried to death. Keep seeing him lying out on Route 5 somewhere next to an overturned car with its wheels spinning. Lord, I was a fool to watch that film in traffic school. Now, Miss Harper, there's no need to get yourself all worked up. How can you sit there feeding your face when my grandson may be out there breathing his last? And what am I supposed to say to his mother? Sorry, Eunice, I let him run wild and now he's gone.
Mama, calm down. I'm sure there's a logical explanation.
Oh, there he is. Thank you. Lord, he's safe.
See you later, you knuckleheads. Who's number one? Don't you forget it.
Well, if it isn't Larry Moe and Curly.
Bubba Higgins?
I was just kidding, Grandma.
Good Lord, you've been drinking beer.
I told her there was a logical explanation.
All right, mister, just where have you been?
Take it easy, Grandma. Me and a couple guys just went over to Duane's after the big game to celebrate.
You mean the Ravens beat the Muskrats?
By 30 points.
Oh, way to go, Ravens.
Will you two knock it off? I don't care if they beat the Lakers. Dude, you come home smelling of alcohol.
Oh, Grandma, we just had a little beer in Duane's rec room. And then his dad came down and chewed us out. He's the one who drove me home.
Well, at least you weren't driving, so I guess there's no harm done.
You know, Aunt Naomi, that's the way I see it.
Well, let me tell you how I see it, mister. You're going to be lucky to see the light of day. I'm going to teach you a lesson you'll never forget.
Grandma, we were just having a little fun. It's not like I'm drunk or anything.
Quit breathing on me, you fool's got fun. You are much too young to pull a stunt like this. Alcohol and acne do not mix.
Grandma,
but just... nothing, mister. You are in big trouble. Now everybody just get the hell to bed. I will deal with this in the morning when I've had a chance to cool down. What does that little snot think he is? Not in my house. No, sirree, not under my roof.
Boy, I'm sure glad she waited till she cooled down.
Good Lord, Vinton, do you have to slurp? Swear, barnyard animals make less noise. I don't know why I even bother to give you a cup. I ought to just pour it in a trough.
Well, Miss Harper, aren't we going to wait for Bubba?
If that party animal thinks I'm going to fix his breakfast, he's got another think coming.
Morning.
Well, His Majesty has finally awakened from his royal stupor. Now, I suppose he would like his breakfast.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Oh, yeah? You'll eat it and you'll like it.
Oh, is that my punishment?
Don't you wish. I hope you enjoyed your little wing-ding last night, mister, because it's going to cost you plenty. I'm grounding you for 4 weeks.
4 weeks? Get real, Grandma.
A smart mouth will get you 5.
But I got a swim meet this Saturday.
Well, you should have thought of that before you broke training.
You can't do this to me.
Now, wanna bet?
Have I come at a bad time?
Hell no. It's just another carefree morning here at the Harper House.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ola.
Did you all hear that big commotion last night about 1 a.m.?
No.
No, we didn't hear nothing.
Really? Well, there was screaming and yelling and horn honking. The whole neighborhood is up in arms.
That's it, mister. 6 weeks.
Grandma!
Oh, come on, Mama. All he had was a couple of brewskis.
Yeah, Miss Harper, and he said he was sorry. Besides, who didn't experiment with alcohol when they were teenagers?
Me.
Oh, butt out, Iola.
Come on, Grandma. You sure drank plenty of beer.
Well, when you get to be my age, you can drink all the beer you want, and I won't say a word.
6 weeks. There goes my spot on the swim team. There goes my letter jacket. There goes my one big chance to be somebody. My life is over. I hope you're happy.
Oh, don't you sound just like your mother. I guess the apple don't fall far from the tree.
It does if the tree's planted on a hill.
Will you stay out of this?
Oh, have a heart, Miss Harper. Let him go to his swim meet.
Yes, Thelma, I really don't think the punishment fits the crime.
Didn't somebody just tell you to butt out? I know what I'm doing here. If I'd have used a heavier hand with Eunice, she probably wouldn't have ended up the pathetic mess she is today.
What's my mother got to do with all this?
The subject is closed.
Don't worry, Bubba. Mama's gonna give in. She always does. Take it from me, the woman is all talk. What you got to remember is... Never drink alcohol ever again. What were you thinking? The way I see it, you got off easy, mister.
The only thing I hate worse than a boozer is a lily liver.
Oh, I've never seen Mama so mad.
Or so unreasonable.
Boy, I really sent her on the war path this time.
Oh, don't take all the credit, Bubba. I think a lot of that anger has to do with your mother.
Yeah, what was she rattling on about Eunice for?
I think Thelma was reminded of the most embarrassing moment of her life.
You mean when the mailman saw her naked?
No. No, this happened a long time ago, when your mother was about your age, Bubba.
Well, what happened, Miss Boylan?
Well, it was the mother-daughter banquet at the church. You remember, Van?
No. I wasn't invited to that.
Well, I know that, but you were right here in this very kitchen when the nightmare began. How could you forget? It was the morning of the banquet. It was a beautiful spring day.
Oh, Benton. Isn't it a beautiful spring day?
It sure is, Mama.
Benton. Baby, that's the way barnyard animals drink. You don't want Mama to pour your Ovaltine into a trough now, do you?
Mom, you're so funny.
Now I come, Mrs. Harper. Come on,
man. Hi, Ola.
Doesn't he make the cutest noise when he drinks?
Adorable.
Mother was wondering if I could go with you to the mother-daughter banquet.
What's the matter? She can't make it?
No, her rash has flared up again, and she's taken to her bed.
Oh, what a shame. I was hoping for a change to get to see her in something besides her kimono.
Can I go with you and Eunice?
Sure you can, sweetie.
Can I go too, Mama?
Benton, I have explained all of this to you before. It is just for mothers and daughters.
But why can't I go?
Benton, sit down.
I don't want to go anyway. Who wants to hear Eunice sing? Yuck!
But you're also going to miss my poem and felt board demonstration of Great Mothers in History.
Don't make him feel any worse, Iola.
Oh, no! Oh! You won't believe it! You won't believe it! You won't believe it! You won't believe it!
Eunice, noticed you're hyperventilating. Now take a couple deep breaths before you black out.
I have been invited on a picnic with Connie and Audrey and Penny Perkins. And Mom, Duke Reeves is going to be there.
Duke Reeves? Eunice, I don't think I like you hanging out with them rich kids. They seem awfully fast.
Oh, they are not. They're just fun and exciting and in.
Well, then what do they want with you?
I don't have time for your sarcasm, Mama. I have sandwiches to make. Penny put me in charge of the food.
Oh, now I get it. Those stuck-up little snobs needed a patsy to make their lunch.
I don't care why they invited me, Mama. I'd wash their cars to spend the afternoon with Duke.
The afternoon? Well, now, just a minute here. What about our mother-daughter banquet? We have to rehearse your number.
Oh, really, Mama?
How can you compare an afternoon with Duke Reeves to a lousy mother-daughter banquet?
It isn't lousy. At the end, they pass out little paper cups with mints in them.
Oh, butt out, Iola.
Benton. Why don't you and I will run on in the living room? Let Eunice and me finish our discussion here.
What's the difference? We can still hear you yawn from in there.
Now, you listen here to me, Missy. You begged and begged me to get you to sing on this program. I had to lie through my teeth to that god-awful Eulalie Griswold and tell her you had a beautiful voice. You are not about to back out of this afternoon just so you can spend it with a bunch of kids who don't even care about you.
And just how do you know that, Mama? Did you go to Ray's Mom Shop and take a survey?
You just can't believe I could be popular, can you?
Well, Eunice, you'd do a lot better if you got yourself a decent hairdo and crossed your ankles when you sat.
Oh, don't you see? This is my chance. My one chance to show I belong.
To be somebody. Oh, maybe I'll never get Duke Reeves. But I want to be able to say, I had the chance.
Lord, Eunice, I think you've seen one Joan Crawford movie too many.
Please, Mom, please!
Oh, all right, but you better get back in time for that banquet.
Oh, Mama, Mama, you're wonderful. You won't regret it. You're the best mom in the whole wide world. And today, when I sing, M is for the million things she gave me. It'll come right from the heart.
Well, better from there than your vocal cords. And now we will hear a recitation from little Iola Boylan entitled Mothers Throughout History.
We would not be here, you and I, but for those ladies long gone by who gave their children love and grace to make the world a better place. And now begins a list of the famous mothers throughout history.
Thelma, where is Eunice? She's on next.
Calm down, Eulalie. I'm sure she'll be here any minute.
That is what you said before, our chicken a la king. We are down to our mint cups. Now, where is Eunice?
Oh, there's that nice young Duke Reeves. I bet he just came and dropped a rock. Now, see there, I told you there was nothing to worry about. Where is my daughter, you scum?
She's out in the hall, Miss Harper. She's not feeling too well.
Oh, no. Was it something she ate?
No. It was something she drank.
Duke, you scum! I wonder where you were.
Well, Mama, here I am. Your little songbird has arrived.
Good Lord, I think my little songbird is about to be a dead duck. How dare you show up here in this condition? You're supposed to sing in front of these people.
I just had a couple of beers to loosen up my throat. Dean Martin does it all the time.
Eunice, you're in a church basement, not the Clifa Cabana. Now get over there and sit down, drink some coffee, and try to sober up.
Really, Mama? I am perfectly sober.
Oh, hi, Miss Griswold.
Now, Duke, don't you leave. I want you to hear me sing.
I can't stay, Miss Harper. My girlfriend Penny's waiting for me in the car.
You listen to me, you country club Casanova. If you ever come near my daughter again, I swear your little rich butt isn't going to be worth one plug nickel.
She was brave and strong to boot. She taught her kids to fight and shoot and save their money when times got darker so they'd rob and kill for their dear Ma Barker.
Drink some more coffee.
I am fine. Where's Duke?
He had to go.
But he wanted to hear me sing.
What did you say to him?
Did you make him leave?
For your information, he had to get back to his girlfriend, Penny.
That is an out-and-out lie. He came to hear me sing.
He came to drop off the lush.
Yes, I
sit down. Yes, I'm gonna kill you.
They told me to give to both sisters and brothers to stand at the fabulous history of mothers.
And a wonderful history it was. Thank you. Thank you, Iola. And now, to close our program, a mother and daughter making beautiful music together. Thelma and Eunice Harper.
Our song is dedicated to mothers everywhere. M is for
I know woman. How it goes, but at.
M is for the million things she gave me. What a joke.
Let me tell you a few of the million things my mama gave me. An inferiority complex for one.
It's time to sit down. She's really not feeling very well.
How am I supposed to feel when my own mama drives away the only man I ever loved?
She's delirious. I think it's looking at that flu that's going around.
Man, I want to share my life with... my dreams with my bed with.
She shares a bed with her sister Ellen, always has. Let's go home and get some rest.
Don't you trample that sweet Maura! You don't love me
and you never have.
Why, you ungrateful little brat. All my life, all I've ever done is give to you, and what have I got to show for it? Stretch marks and heartache.
I didn't ask to be born.
Well, if your daddy hadn't gotten me as drunk as you are now, you never would have been.
Thelma, I want this spectacle stopped at once.
Oh, sit down and shut up, you lavender dragon. You want a mother-daughter show? Well, by golly, you've got one, and you listen here to me, Missy.
My name isn't Missy, it's you.
Your name is Mud. Do you know that that old bat is all over town? I'm going to be
Well, they just kept right on fighting through the mint cup and the door prize and even the closing prayer.
That is awful. That's the most humiliating story I've ever heard.
Poor Thelma was so ashamed, she didn't go back to church for 6 months. And even then, some of those women just cut her dead.
Yeah, and things were never the same between Mama and Eunice again.
Wow. No wonder she was so upset about my drinking. I think maybe I better go talk to her. Hi, Grandma. What are you doing?
The Charleston, Bubba. What does it look like I'm doing?
Well, I want you to know that I'm real sorry about what happened last night, and it won't ever happen again.
Well, if you think that that's going to get you out of your punishment, you're sadly mistaken.
I know it won't, and that's okay. You got to do what you think is best.
Damn right. Alcohol is not something for you to be messing around with, especially at your age. You can get hurt.
Worse than that, you can hurt the people who love you.
Yeah, well, I've got the scars to prove that.
Please believe me, Grandma. You're the last person I ever want to hurt.
I believe you, baby.
All right, Bubba, I guess you better get on down to the gym before Coach throws a conniption.
Grandma, do you mean it?
Yes, you're gonna have to swim at least 200 laps to work off that beer gut.
You bet, Grandma. And thanks.
All right, Bubba. And you remember, when you win that swim meet, the only beer we're gonna be celebrating with is root beer.